Here with a first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers is Pádraig Lodge.
Concern over COVID tracing system is the front page headline in the Irish Examiner. Keenan Brennan reports that privacy concerns have been raised over the HSE's new COVID-19 tracker app after it emerged that GPS location services are a prerequisite for the app to function on a large percentage of phones. The report says location services must be enabled on Android phones, which represent around 39% of the Irish smartphone market. This means that all apps on the device which mine location data will be empowered to do so as long as the HSE app is running. The paper also tells us about another high-profile business closure on Patrick Street in Cork. Clark's Footwear is to cease trading, joining a growing list of retailers departing the street, including Debenhams, Monsoon, Oasis and Warehouse. According to the Irish News, Queen's University has chartered a jumbo jet to bring hundreds of students from China to Belfast. The university fears a loss of income from its international students would leave a hole in its budget running into millions of pounds. A spokesman for the university said additional flights may be arranged from other countries, depending on demand. The Irish Independent leads with figures from the Road Safety Authority showing that more than 37,000 people are on their fourth or subsequent learner driving permit. The RSA says it's difficult to say why so many are relying on a permit for so long, but some appear to have no intention of taking a test. Reporting on last night's personal statement in the Dáil by Agriculture Minister Barry Cowan, the paper notes that despite mounting pressure on him to do so, he still hasn't provided an explanation on how he managed to get to the age of 49 without acquiring a full licence. Education editor Catherine Donnelly reports that parents tempted by a foreign holiday may be putting their child's chances of going back to school at risk. Alan Mongey, president of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals, commented that heading off to Portugal or Spain will present significant challenges to schools accepting those students in September. The Irish Times tells us that Taoiseach Micheál Martin will travel to Northern Ireland tomorrow to meet First Minister Arlene Foster and Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill as the new government seeks to rejuvenate North-South relations. Mr Martin told the paper that he would not be pushing for a border poll, which he believes would be divisive, going on to state his preference for a consensus approach rooted in the Good Friday Agreement. The Irish Daily Mail's lead is a warning from Age Action that the majority of elderly people will be excluded from using the COVID-19 tracker as many don't own smartphones. The charity is pleading with the government to help the elderly to get access to the app. Homebuyers in the north are having to hand over deposits of over 20% due to the economic impact of coronavirus. That's the top story in the Belfast Telegraph. The Irish Daily Star reports that businesses in Limerick will not have to pay council fees for street tables and chairs placed outside their premises. Limerick City and County Council is to waive all fees due, saying the measure would enliven the city streets. Summer delayed with woeful weather forecast is the Irish Daily Mirror's headline over a report telling us that another grim day of weather is in store for the country. But finally, on a brighter note, we read in the Irish Sun about 26-year-old shop worker Sean Keeley from Dungiven in County Derry, who won £1 million on a £5 scratch card.